I will say the three core capacities that we needed, and also we still have a gap on the three capacities. The first is setting up enabling environment. What I mean is how, as a Muhammadiyah is a faith-based organization and this community or grassroots local organization, the risk awareness among the community leaders is still important, and also the preacher or the imam is very important to transform the understanding into the action and preparing any disaster event, because from in Indonesia there are 34 provinces, 571 districts. That's the sub-national level. It's very important to have the risk awareness and move toward the preparedness and prevention. And we have tried, for example, having the fiqh or theology on disaster, fiqh on disaster and fiqh on al-ma'un, the helping for the need, but it still need to extend the understanding all in the all different region. And then the second one is the organizational or institutional capacity, having or developing the SOP or standard operating procedure, regulation mechanism among the national organization, which have to outreach the 14 islands with the 350 different ethnicity and languages. We need to always have different SOP and different mechanism, adjusted mechanism. And also we not only having there, but it's also exercise it into through the different tabletop exercising, CPA or even full scale exercise. It's very important to increase the capacity of the institution. And then the third one is individual capacity. Individual capacity among the first responder is very important, because they are there the first 12 hours. Without having individual capacity, it's difficult to increase the technical skills and also the innovation that they could respond with the very limited resources. For example, in island, we have to reach the island for 2 days with boat. Then we rely on the first responder. By having increasing the technical skills and the knowledge, the innovation is very important. And in individual capacity, the leadership in the community is very important. Many times, some community, they are still hesitant to take a lead and also to use all resources to communicate and to work with the different level of government or even within the organization, because we have the sub-district level and then district level, provincial level and national level. So working through various level of national NGO and also with the local authority and national authority is very important. This is the capacity that we been trying to address, and we still have a gap. And we also think that so far the past 10 years the government of Australia also helped us having direct funding to Muhammadiyah through the hospital preparedness and community readiness, because Muhammadiyah have 437 hospital and clinic throughout Indonesia. So as the to save the life, we try to strengthen through the health service and health system, and also we are working currently with the Catholic Relief Service for preparedness, preparing to excel emergency readiness that help us to have the capacity at the sub-national level. So investing them in the capacity through enabling environment, and then and to institutional and individual capacity important. And why we need still help for the donor and international organization, because as you mentioned, Indonesia is 14,000 island. To go through Sulawesi, for example, from Jakarta is like Spain to Moscow. From Aceh to Papua is take 7.5 hours by plane. So it's for NGO like Indonesia, it's very difficult to get the fast capacity building throughout Indonesia. So the intervention from the international actor is still very important to prepare the local capacity and to distribute equally throughout Indonesia, because almost all the districts, or 80% of the district, almost all provinces, is risk multiple hazard. It's not only single hazard. We have 187 volcanoes, and we are on the Pacific Ring. The 67 are very active right now. The ongoing eruption are 6. We still have flooding and everything. So the capacity of the local government and local actor is very important. And the second reason, the FBO is a voluntary organization. We need to invest more because the high turnover, the limited permanent staff, because we are all working in any institution and work voluntary. For example, like my permanent is not in the Muhammadiyah Disaster Management Center. I'm a university professor, but working as a coordinating the response throughout Indonesia is a voluntary. So we need to more having more capacity and more staff. And the other gap is the capacity of the local authority, because why I mentioned the local authority is very important, because addressing the disaster at the local level, we need to have also the strong local authority capacity. So the local capacity authority will work with the local actor like NGOs, faith-based organization, to work hand in hand in responding the various needs. Like, for example, in Lombok before Sulawesi, because last year we have 4 major disasters. Before Sulawesi is Lombok with the 400 casualties, and then tsunami in Sunda is 600 casualties. So those kind of thing, it's been responded by local government, not by national. National support it, but all rely on the local capacity. I think we need to support both the NGO or various actor and also local authority in through the capacity building and institutional, and also for exercising. I think that's for now, and we need to move not only for having in commitment, but move it into the action by providing all the support. Thank you.